Hey Rumi, how'd your day go?
Oh, by that look on your face tells me that it wasn't good.
She stood you up?
That bitch!
But you've been gone for over 3 hours.
Wait, you seriously waited at the restaurant for her for 3 hours?
Oh, you poor thing. Here, come sit with me on the couch. Is it okay for me to put my arm around you? Okay, Rumi. Just let me... There. Oh, sweetie, it's okay. You go ahead and cry. I'm here for you. I know you've had a really hard time dating ever since your transition. Being trans and a lesbian, it really narrows down your dating pool. And you've had really bad luck on top of that.
What?
No. No way in hell is the problem you. You're not undateable. Look, anyone who stands you up like that with no word is just a terrible human being. And all those women who kept their first date but were too fucking stupid to act you out on a second.
Well, if they can't see how wonderful of a girl you are, then it's their fucking loss.
Of course I'm trying to make you feel better. But that doesn't make what I'm saying any less true. Look, sweetie, I know you're hurting right now. But I also know that well enough that you aren't going to let this stop you from finding what you're looking for. That you aren't going to give up because you're not a quitter. If you were, you would have never made it this far. The woman you've become, you fought for her, tooth and nail. And I know that there have been several times when it would have been simpler and easier to just call it quits, but you never did. It never even crossed your mind, because you are stronger than that.
Strong and smart and sweet and so very, very beautiful.
I'm sorry for me. I shouldn't have done that. You're emotionally vulnerable right now, and I shouldn't take advantage.
You want me to take advantage.
Oh, I see. You've been dreaming about me just taking you. And how exactly did these dreams go? Did I push you down into the couch to your back, shifting my body on top of yours? Did I slowly run my finger down your cheek, gently tracing a line from your temple to your delicate chin, then move my fingertip up to the very corner of your mouth and so very slowly drag it across your tender, red, delicious lips, which part ever so slightly, an eager moan escaping, so hungry for my own lips to come closer and closer, and
Wow. Fuck. That was...
Do you want to take this to the bedroom? Yours or mine, gorgeous. My, my. You are so precious when you blush like that. Here, take my hand, cutie pie. Follow me to my room.
Wait. Before we take this any further, you seem a little nervous. So I have to ask you, are you certain this is what you want? That this isn't something you're just going along to feel better about yourself? I don't want to pressure you into anything that you'll regret later. I would never forgive myself if I ended up hurting you in any way. I'm glad to hear it. I've wanted this for a long time as well. But I didn't want to risk losing our friendship because it means so much to me. You mean so much to me. Now, do you want me to take the lead? Okay, no problem, sweetie. I'll take good care of you. Now, do you want this to stay vanilla, or do you prefer something more rocky road? You want chocolate chip? This metaphor may have gotten away from me, but I think I understand you. But if you start feeling uncomfortable, even just a little, promise me you'll let me know, okay? This stops the moment you say stop. Understood? That's my good girl. Now I want you to stand exactly where you are while I sit on the edge of the bed and take a nice long look at you. Fuck. Cutie, you are looking so fucking sexy in that tight red dress. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here in this spaghetti strap tank top and my panties. You're making me feel a little underdressed. We should fix that. Take off that dress for me. Oh my god. Don't try to cover yourself. Hands behind your back. I want to see all of you. Sweetie. That lacy black bra. Those matching panties. And that fucking garter belt and black stockings. You were hoping to get fucked tonight, weren't you, baby? Oh, your face is a bright red. I'm right, aren't I? Aren't I? Walk over to me, cutie. But keep those hands behind you. That lace fabric feels so nice. Almost as good as the soft skin on your belly and thighs. Now, I want you to sit in my lap, sweetheart, facing me with those delicious thighs straddling me, and you better keep those hands where they are the entire time. It's okay, baby. You've got this. There you go. Right where I want you, where I can fully explore your sexy body with my hands. Every fucking inch of you feels like velvet under my fingers. And those shudders you make as I slowly trace down your spine. Fuck. It's making me so wet. Oh my god. This ass. With the lace of your panties. Shit, it feels good in my hands. I'm afraid I have a bit of a confession to make, sweetie. The number of times I've stared at this glorious ass through your tight skirts and leggings, or tried to sneak a peek whenever I saw you bend over for something. Well, I'm honestly surprised that you never caught me. Or perhaps you have caught me and just never said anything. Maybe you've actually been teasing me all this time. Purposely taunting me with this delectable butt. Oh, my sweetheart. Was that a whimper I just heard escaping your lovely lips? Oh, was that a bit too much for you? Or was it not enough? That's my good girl. No need to be ashamed. Be honest about what your body wants. And I will give it to you gladly. I told you to keep those hands where they were, didn't I? Maybe I need to grab this pretty long hair of yours. Give it a good pull. Remind you of who's in charge here. Oh, look at that. Your sweet, tender neck is all exposed to me now. So vulnerable, just waiting for my hungry mouth to reach in and... and perhaps even my teeth. Oh my precious. Those moments are simply delightful. Maybe you've earned back these of those hands of yours. But only if you can be a good girl for me and take off that bra. I want to see those treasures you've been keeping for me. Oh my lord. You're even more beautiful than I could ever imagine. Hush, sweetheart. These tits are absolutely perfect, and I will not hear you say otherwise. They're like two delicious scoops of ice cream. Sorry, I've got ice cream on the brain now. Just how sensitive are your nipples anyways? Oh, that much. Just from me touching them. How about from this? Just for baby. Screw it. I've got you tight. Not then. Gone. It's coming for you. Fuck, sweetheart. My panties are absolutely drenched now. I'm gonna have to do something about that. First, I'm gonna lift you off my lap and toss your sexy ass into my bed. Damn, girl. Do you have any idea just how many times I've fantasized about having you in this position? Well, neither do I, but I can tell you it is a lot. One last thing. Before we go any further, I want nothing more than to peel those lacy panties off of you and make you feel better than anyone else has ever made you. But I know you still have your original equipment, and if you aren't comfortable with me touching or even seeing it, even in the slightest, just say the word. We can do other things instead. Or just stop and cuddle for a while. Whatever you like. I won't be upset.
I want you to feel completely safe and secure and completely at ease here. Alright, Ken. If you are certain, whatever you wish. But before that, I still have to deal with these soap panties. Look at that. A perfectly pristine pair of panties. And you have to go and ruin them by being such a hot little bitch. What are we gonna do with you? Open your mouth. You're gonna hold these for me. There. And don't you dare drop them. I think you can spit them out. If you need to tell me to stop. Okay? Good girl. And now, since I certainly can't be the only one bottomless here, let me just slide these off carefully. Oh, fuck. Oh, sweetheart. You are just so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Fuck, babe. I honestly was planning to tease you a bit more, but seeing you like this with nothing but garters on and my panties in your mouth, my pussy is just aching for you. So let's just skip to the main course. But don't worry, I intend to hook you just like the lady you are. I want you to lift those legs up and pull them. I want you to lift up those legs and pull them toward you. That's right, sweetie. Hands behind your knees and just pull in as far as is comfortable for you. I want those sexy red high heels of yours up in the air for me. That's my good girl. Now, I know it's going to be harder to see what's happening, honey. So I'm going to talk you through it. Make sure to spit those panties out and tell me the moment you don't like something. Not if you understand me. Good girl. Now, babe, I'm going to scoot up closer to you and straddle your raised ass with my thighs. Not for me if you're still comfy. Good girl. Now I'm going to press my hips against yours and rub your wonderful little head with my dripping wet pussy. I can hear that moan through my panties. And we haven't even gotten to the best part yet. That's it, baby. Keep holding those legs for me. I want to see your pretty little head between your ankles. If you can manage it. If you can't, well, just try your best, sweetheart. And now I'm going to take you, your perfect little hen. I'm going to devour it with my pussy. And then, sweetheart, I'm going to fuck you like the slutty little girl you are. Are you ready for that, beautiful? Are you ready for me to give you the fucking that you deserve? Oh, my pet. I'll take that whimper as a yes. Oh, fuck, sweetie. Oh, shit. You feel so fucking good. Do I feel good to you? What? Was that my pet? I'm afraid I couldn't hear. Make that little fuck. I'm afraid I couldn't make that out. Can you say that a little
better for me?
Oh God. You're being such a good girl for me, darling. Seeing your sexy body quiver each time I thrust my hips. Just keep holding those legs back for a little while longer. You both waited so long for this. You should savor it for as long as we can. As we can. Wait, just one moment, baby. I'm gonna shift position a bit. Don't move those hands. I'm going to lean forward so that I'm on top of you. I want to look into those deep, intoxicating eyes of yours while I fuck you. Fuck. Take it like a good girl. There we are. Oh, fuck. Oh, sweetie. I can feel your legs trembling around me. Are you gonna come soon? I want you to come for me, baby. I want to feel your release. I want you to let go of those sexy legs of yours and wrap them around me. That's right, baby. Yes, your arms too. Oh, fuck. Hold on to me tight. I want to feel every inch of your body online when you come here. Just let me free your mouth. There. Now kissing gorgeous. I want your lips so badly I could. Oh fuck. I'm gonna come up. Oh, I'm gonna come, precious. You gonna come with me? I want you to tell me what you do. I wanna hear that sexy voice scream. I want. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Hi. You're coming, baby. Yeah, so baby, come with me, darling. Keep those arms and legs around me. Keep holding me tight. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Shit. That was your fuck. Sweetheart, I'm really sorry. I didn't tell you how I felt sooner. Forgive me, baby. Well, is that everything you hoped it would be? Better? Well, I'm glad I exceeded your expectations. So how are you feeling, babe? Hungry? Really? That's what's on your mind right now. What? You mean you spent 3 hours waiting at a restaurant and you didn't even have dinner? Well, we need to fix that. I could cook us something real quick, or we can grab some takeout from someplace open late. What are you in the mood for? Ice cream. You really want ice cream. For dinner. Really? Well, I suppose it's my fault then. my loving girl wants ice cream for dinner, then that's what she'll get. But first, kiss me again, love.